Title 1991 Reverse, Reverb Stab in Ableton Lev 12 with Groove Pull Tricks, Intermediate Vocals Tutorial, Intro High. In this lesson you'll build a classic early 90s reverse reverb stab in Ableton Lev 12, tuned for drum and bass at about 170-175 BPM. We'll reverse a vocal, capture a big wet reverb tail, flip the tail back to create a forward moving swell that leads into the original vocal hit, and then humanize the timing using Live's Groove Pool, all with only Ableton stock devices. Lesson overview: this effect is that iconic 1991 rave/jungle vocal stab, a reversed, heavily reverbed vocal that swells into a short forward stab. The goal is a tight, mix-ready swell that anticipates the stab, plus two groove pool variations, one with subtle swing and one with a more pronounced timing offset. We'll use clip reverse, reverb, EQ8, saturator, utility, resampling or freeze/flatten, and the groove pool. What you will build, you'll end up with a single vocal stab processed into a reverse reverb swell and forward stab, a rendered, reversed reverb audio swell aligned to hit just before the stab, two groove variations, a subtle 91 push/pull and a committed, offset groove. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation: step 1. Set your project tempo to the DNB range, for example 174 BPM. Import a short vocal stab WAV or AF onto an audio track and name it Vox Stab. Step 2. Trim the stab to 1 bar or less. Turn warp off or set warp mode to transient/repitch so you don't change the pitch. Create the reversed reverb source. Step 3. Duplicate the Vox Stab clip and track with Ctrl/CMD+D. Rename the duplicate Vox reverse source. Step 4. Right-click the duplicated clip and choose reverse. The sample will now play backwards. Step 5. Put an Ableton reverb on the Vox reverse source track, or route it to a dedicated return if you prefer sends. Starting settings to try: dry/wet, 100% decay, 3.5 to 6 seconds size, medium to large pre-delay, 0ms diffusion, high HF damping, mild. We want only a long, smooth tail to record. Step 6. Add EQ8 after the reverb and cut everything below roughly 250hc by about 12-18 dB. Optionally, shelf boost 6-10khc for an airy top. Step 7. Optional, add saturator after the EQ for grit. Soft clip on, drive around 1-3 dB. Render the reverb tail to audio. Step 8. Capture the wet tail to audio so you can reverse it back. Two options. Method are recommended. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling or to the master path that hears the reversed clip plus reverb. Arm the track and record while triggering the reversed clip. Record at least 1-1.5 times the decay time so you don't truncate the tail. Method B. Freeze and flatten the Vox reverse source track and crop the rendered clip. Step 9. Trim the recorded audio so it begins at the swell start and includes the full tail. Add fades at front and back to avoid clicks. Reverse the captured swell back. Step 10. Right-click the recorded reverb clip and choose reverse. Now the swell moves forward toward the upcoming stab. Step 11. Align the reversed swell so its peak hits just before the forward Vox stab clip. Zoom and sample accurate and nudge clip starts until the last sample of the reversed swell ends exactly on the downbeat, before the stab. Shape and blend. Step 12. Add EQ8 on the reversed swell track and tame any harsh highs or resonances. Keep the 250-600hc region reduced to prevent muddiness. Step 13. Add a utility or a light compressor to control level. Start with the swell about 6 dB below the forward stab. Step 14. Crossfade or use clip gain automation so the swell sits under the stab, but is audible. Very short fades, 5 to 15ms, at the swell tail often help. 1991 character, grit and movement. Step 15. Add a touch of redux bits around 8-10 or a saturator with drive to 4 dB to give vintage grit. Keep it subtle. Step 16. Optionally send a little of the swell to a short delay return to glue it into the mix. Keep levels low. Groove pool tricks. Two variations. Step 17. Open the groove pool bottom left. Click the groove icon or use Shift plus Command plus G depending on your layout. Step 18. Create or import two grooves. A 91 swing. Bass 1/16. Timing plus 6 to plus 12%. A pushed feel. Random 2 6%. Velocity minus 5 to minus 10%, a pre-swell humanize, bass 1/32 or 1/16, timing minus 25 to minus 40% pulling earlier for the reversed swell. Step 19, drag pre-swell humanize onto the reversed swell clip and adjust the timing amount so the swell starts slightly earlier than grid, This creates anticipation. Step 20. Drag 91 swing onto the forward stab clip to push it slightly ahead of the beat, giving that in-your-face attitude. Step 21. Toggle the grooves and tweak the timing, random, and velocity sliders in the groove pool until the swell and stab groove nicely with your drums. Commit the groove. Step 22. If you want permanent timing, right-click the clip and choose Commit Groove or Apply Groove to render the groove timing into the audio. If you need variations, duplicate before committing. Step 23. After committing, double-check alignment between the swell and stab and nudge if needed. Final polish. Step 24. Route both swell and forward stab into a group called Vox Stab Comp. Add a glue compressor with gentle settings, threshold around -10 to -20 dB, ratio 2:1, fast attack, medium release, to glue them together. Step 25. Optional. Sidechain a compressor on the swell key to the forward stab or the kick so the last moment of the swell ducks slightly, letting the stab punch through. Step 26. Listen in context with drums and bass and adjust low cut and levels so the effect doesn't fight the low end. Common mistakes to avoid: not eking the reverb tail. Low frequencies will muddy kick and bass. Recording too short a tail or stopping early, that causes audible truncation when reversed. Applying extreme groove timing without committing. Previews can differ from final audio. Capturing dry bleed when you meant to record a pure wet tail. Keep the reversed source at 100% wet. Misaligned reversal. If the swell peak isn't sample accurate, it loses impact. Excessive saturation or bit reduction. Kill clarity. Use tastefully. Pro tips: prefer resampling over freeze/flatten for finer control over clip start and sample rate. Zoom to sample view and use small nudges for precise alignment. Extract a groove from a drum loop you like and apply it to the vocal for a natural rhythmic match. Automate a small high frequency boost in the last 50-100 ms of the swell to open the top just before the stab. For live variation, duplicate the group and vary groove pool amounts to get multiple feels across the arrangement. Mini practice exercise using a short RO at 174 BPM. Create a reverse reverb stab. Following these steps, make two versions on separate tracks. Version A with a subtle 91 swing on the forward stab plus 8% timing. Version B with a pronounced pre-swell humanize on the reversed swell 35% timing. Commit both grooves to audio. Bounce each as 8 bar stems and compare them against a simple drum loop. The reversed swell should end exactly on the downbeat and the forward stab should punch cleanly, without low-end mud. Recap: you've duplicated and reversed a vocal, recorded a wet reverb tail, reversed that tail back and aligned it to lead into the original stab, shaped it with EQ and saturation, and used the groove pool to push and pull timing for that 1991 vibe. Commit grooves when you need permanent timing changes. Glue and lightly compress to taste, and use sidechain or EQ to keep the low end clean. That's it. Go make some stabs and experiment with groove timing until it feels right in your mix.